This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Dr. Maria Kirstarfin is the sole finalist for the post of Atlanta School Superintendent. The search by the Atlanta School Board had been well publicized, but the final choice was pretty much kept under wraps until yesterday. Kirstarfin has headed the Austin Independent School District in Texas since 2009. Prior to that, she was superintendent in St. Paul, Minnesota. Kate McGee is the education reporter for KUT, the NPR affiliate in Austin. She joins us from there. Kate, welcome.
Thanks, Dennis.
I gather that the selection of Dr. Kirstarfin was even more of a surprise in Austin than it was here in Atlanta. Did she notify anyone there before the fact?
School board officials say no. They said that they have heard, you know, people, other districts have been interested in her, but no one had thought about the fact that she would be leaving so suddenly. Her contract is up in June of next year. So people were still expecting her to stick around. And when asked, she said that she was really committed to Austin. So it was also a surprise over here in Austin when she made the announcement yesterday.
Now, you mentioned that her contract was up in June of next year. From what we understand, the board had opted not to renew it, or at least not renewed it so far. Had anyone said why?
No. Yesterday, the school board president said that just because it seemed they had another year to do so and had would have an opportunity next year if they wanted to renew the contract, that it just seemed too early. No one has really kind of spoken about why it wasn't renewed this year. This was the first year they didn't do kind of a renewal. But it seemed to kind of be a business as usual decision. Nothing really surprising there.
And one success in Austin that Atlanta administrators have cited is the increase in the graduation rate since she came there in 2009, especially among African-American male students. Was there anything specific that she did herself to help produce that? Obviously, a lot of people would be involved in making that happen.
Yeah, on paper, she really can really tout the graduation rate as her biggest success, in not only African-American males, but all kind of demographic groups since she began her tenure in 2009. A lot of that was focusing back on this whole child, every child. You'll hear her talk about that a lot, kind of getting away from this culture of testing and moving towards more social emotional learning, helping kids outside of academics. Then a couple months ago when I interviewed her and asked her, you know, what do you want your legacy to be here? What are you hoping people remember you as when you eventually move on? And she said, you know, that we focus on the whole child, that we're not just focusing on, making them college and career ready, but also making them ready to, you know, be able to live in the world and handle their emotions and be able to understand and become a whole person. And the graduation rate was a success of hers and been able to point to that as a tangible success of this whole child, every child mentality that she really instilled here in the district.
In her speech here in Atlanta, she talked a lot about recruitment of people and the rebuilding of trust for a school system that has really taken some lumps on that. That implies community outreach. And Austin is a very diverse district. It's actually a bigger district in terms of size than Atlanta. Was that a focus for her, community outreach, and what was the reaction from the community as to how well she did there?
I think that's one of the largest criticisms against the Kirstarfin administration is the lack of community engagement. There doesn't seem to be an openness within her administration, and a lot of programs that she put in place have actually been withdrawn because of so much protest and so much community groups that were upset about these things. One example is, you know, an in-district charter school in a low-income community that the community did not want. And it was put in place anyway, and it caused an outrage that eventually the school was taken out. The in-district charter was removed from the school district in the following year. And she lost a lot of trust in that community in particular over that incident.
Some of the critics in her previous district, St. Paul, cited what they felt was a confrontational management style. And obviously, people can look at that differently. They could say, hey, a district in trouble needs someone like that. Was that a point of contention in Austin, though?
I don't think that she had, labeled herself as a confrontational superintendent here. I think that she, because she was able to have some success with graduation rates and with, you know, dropout rates, and those are really big issues here, that she was able, you know, people saw that as a success, and her ability to get that there, I don't think was very confrontational.
Kate McGee is the education reporter for KUT, the NPR affiliate in Austin, Texas. That is where Atlanta's new finalist for school superintendent, Dr. Maria Karstarfin, is coming from. Kate, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
One note of disclosure, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.